Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, by Frederick Douglass. This book is read by Jonathan Rees. First published in 1845. This recording of the full-length reading of Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, was produced in 1995 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Frederick Douglass was born in slavery as Frederick Augustus Washington Bailey near Easton in Talbot County, Maryland. He was not sure of the exact year of his birth, but he knew that it was 1817 or 1818. As a young boy, he was sent to Baltimore to be a house servant, where he learned to read and write with the assistance of his master's wife. In 1838, he escaped from slavery and went to New York City, where he married Anna Murray, a free colored woman whom he had met in Baltimore. Soon thereafter, he changed his name to Frederick Douglass. In 1841, he addressed a convention of the Massachusetts Anti-Slavery Society in Nantucket, and so greatly impressed the group that they immediately employed him as an agent. He was such an impressive orator that numerous persons doubted if he had ever been a slave. So he wrote Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass. During the Civil War, he assisted in the recruiting of colored men for the 54th and 55th Massachusetts Regiments, and consistently argued for the emancipation of slaves. After the war, he was active in securing and protecting the rights of the free men. In his later years, at different times, he was Secretary of the Santo Domingo Commission, Marshal and Recorder of Deeds of the District of Columbia, and United States Minister to Haiti.